Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
A very good afternoon and welcome to the second hour of the program for this afternoon. It is Wednesday's edition of Heart to Heart. And I'm so excited to be having conversations, meaningful ones, with you this afternoon. Now, into the second hour, we start off the second hour with... The tax ombud, Miss Mbuta, Ayanda Mbuta, and she's joining me today, I do believe this afternoon, or this morning rather, going into the afternoon. The office of the tax ombud had its annual report today in collaboration with the South African Chamber of Commerce and Industry. So, Ayanda, good afternoon and welcome to Radio Pulpit.
Good afternoon. My name is Yanga.
Yanga. My apologies, Yanga. My apologies. I was focusing on the surname there. Welcome, welcome. And if you can just introduce yourself, I hear that there is also some great news, especially for us as females, with regard to the position that you actually hold.
Yes, I was appointed as the tax ombud with effect from 1 July 2023. So I've just finished a year in the office.
Wow. And you're the first female, by the way.
First female tax ombud.
Wow.
The second tax ombud in the country. The first tax ombud was appointed in 2013 when the office was opened. It was Judge Ngwepe. So I'm the second tax ombud in the country and the first female tax ombud.
Congratulations on that one. And I'm glad that you've done it for a year already.
Yes.
Oh, that's absolutely amazing. Now, Yanga, can you just fill us in on what happened today? Because I did actually miss the presentation today. How was the launch and what is it that you wanted to bring to the public's attention with regard to it?
Okay. What happened is that our annual report, the minister tables it in Parliament.
All right.
And the reason why we have an annual report that is tabled in Parliament is for transparency and for oversight.
Okay.
Because we are answerable to Parliament.
Okay.
So our annual report was tabled by the minister on 18 September, and we have to wait for the MTPPS. Then after the MTPPS, today we are launching our annual report.
Okay.
And the reason for launching our annual report with the South African Chamber of Business, as well as the RCBs, recognized controlling bodies, as well as taxpayer union, as well as other stakeholders, is that these are the people that we give them services.
Mm.
And they also assist the office in awareness of the office.
Mm.
Yeah. And then these are the people that they can tell us when we've done wrong and criticize us constructively. So that we can be a better in providing services to the South African taxpayers.
Oh, okay. And what were some of your most pressing matters, and were those actually prevalent in the launch today? Did you report on those? Because I remember about a couple of weeks ago, I had a chat with Mr. Russell Mamabolo, and he was actually also addressing the issue of, I think it's what do they call them? Tax, what do they call them? But anyway, it's people that assist with tax matters. These assist citizens with tax matters. And, you know, the whole issue of fraud that's been going on. Was that part of what you were reporting on today?
Yes. What we are reporting on today is the results for the year ended 2023-2024.
Okay.
That is what we have done and what are the highlights. Mm. Because our mandate is to provide free services to South African taxpayers, so as to improve the tax administration. So if you go to SARS and SARS does not treat you well, you come to us.
Okay.
So because what happened is that SARS has got powers, but in a constitutional democracy, you want an entity that can balance SARS powers together with the taxpayer.
Exactly.
We are that entity that is aimed at balancing the SARS that powers have on the taxpayers against the taxpayer rights that are given by the constitution.
Okay. All right. So how is it looking?
So today our highlight is that we've done so well, because normally in our annual report we first note the notable achievements. So this year our top 10 refunds, that is taxpayers, you go to SARS, SARS does not pay your refund.
All right.
So we have to intervene in order for SARS to pay their refund. So we normally put that number, the top 10 refunds in the 2023-2024 financial year, 179 million.
Sure.
So this implies that if taxpayers did not come to us, the 179 million would not have been paid to taxpayers.
Mm.
This is top 10 refunds. Also, we want to highlight the increased user population of our office, because what happens is that over the years, taxpayers will go through the tax practitioners. Now the taxpayers come to us directly.
So they are able to come to us directly.
So this shows the awareness.
So they would go to their tax practitioners when they've got a grievance with SARS to try and assist them. But now they've learned that they can go directly to you.
Yes.
Okay. I love the clarity on that, because sometimes one is actually sitting here and they're thinking, no, man, justice has not been done. And now I've got to go pay a tax practitioner again. What do I do? How can I be assisted? So you are the office to do exactly that.
Yes.
Okay.
So what happens is that we are happy when the taxpayer come to us directly. Yes. Because that shows that there is awareness on the taxpayer side about our office. Yes.
Are there any cost implications to that?
No. Our services are free of charge.
Okay.
Free of charge. So that is what we want to say, because taxpayers, if you are aggrieved by SARS, we don't have anywhere to go. Our offices is here.
Okay, that's interesting. And
what I was going to say, the issue that we're talking about on profile hijacking, we're going to report it on the following financial year, because the minister approved that we do the investigation around August.
Okay, so the investigation is still ongoing.
We are still busy with the investigation.
Okay.
And as soon as we have done with the investigation, we're going to publish a draft paper for public comment. So when we publish that paper, because we've got your contact and you've asked about it, we're going to also send it to you so that people can comment, because the recommendations that we're going to make are going to be affecting taxpayers. So it's important that we do a proper consultation process. So after we've got the public comments, and then we're going to make final recommendation and the report to the minister, of which the final report will also be made public, of which is going to say how SARS can solve this issue.
Okay. Anything else you'd like to add?
Another thing that we are normally criticized upon by Parliament is awareness.
Okay.
That the office is here in Pretoria, not anywhere in the country.
Wow.
How do we serve underserved areas? Remember, we are in constitutional democracy.
Yes.
We have to serve everyone. So what we want, more especially with radio stations like you, because I see that you've got 400,000 weekly listeners.
Yep.
So to me, that was very impressive. And we know that when we do our work, we fulfill the God's will of contributing to the God's plan.
Exactly.
Yes. So what we want to do is that we will be happy that we collaborate with radio stations like you, because they've got a lot of it, so that people can be aware, because you will never know when you want the assistance of the office.
And I think sometimes when I was younger, we have this issue of thinking SARS has spoken, it's the final word and that's the end of it.
No, it's not final. I want taxpayers not be scared, because now there's an issue of auto-assessment. If taxpayers are not happy with the auto-assessment, they can still need open and do objections to SARS. But if they are not happy with that, they are free to contact us, even on queries of, because some taxpayers don't even know. They think that once SARS has done the auto assessment, that is the end of it. So taxpayers can even phone us for queries, even for complaints and queries. So if you are not sure, you are free to phone our offices. Then we can say, go to SARS. This is not a complaint. SARS can still help you on this.
Okay. Because my next question was going to be, Ms. Yanga, let's say, for instance, I have filed my returns. And, you know, oftentimes we find you are actually owing. And you're like, how can I be owing? I've been paying my taxes. What's the real issue? And you really generally don't understand. Do you advise then that I approach you or a tax practitioner? Who exactly is the relevant person in that case?
Yes, the taxpayer is free to approach the tax practitioner. The taxpayer is free to approach us as a query, not as a complaint.
Oh.
So you can say, I don't know what to do. I've seen this. I'm not looking, but I want advice. Because we've got a lot of queries that we do in a particular year. Because some of the questions, you see that this is a query, not a complaint.
Okay. But you are able to then distinguish between those two and assist with the direction to take.
Yes, we are able.
Okay, all right. No, that's absolutely beautiful. I must say it's important to spread the word, and that's exactly what I will also be doing because this is a need. I think especially I've got I don't know if I should say a retired mom who still pays tax, obviously, because she still gets a payment somewhere. So if she is in need of such services, you are the perfect person. How then do we actually contact the office of the tax ombud?
Yes, we've got our toll-free number because we understand that taxpayers, it's difficult to lodge a call. You must have an airtime.
Mm.
Our toll-free number is 0800-662-837.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Or 012.
Okay.
41-9105.
All right. And that one is not a toll-free, obviously.
The second one is not a toll-free.
Okay.
But the toll-free number is there. And our offices are in Menlyn Corner, opposite Menlyn Mall.
Oh.
Right in second floor.
Okay.
That's
quite close, I must say. All right.
Yes. Opposite Menlyn Mall. When you're in Menlyn Mall, you can see the badge, Office of the Tax Ombud. And our email address is complaints@taxombuds.gov.za.
Perfect. Thank you so much, Ms. Yanga. I really appreciate this information. Keep it coming. It's important for taxpayers to be kept abreast with, honestly, what is happening within SARS. Because it's very easy to fault them when we really don't have much understanding of their role.
Yes, yes. Thank you very much for this.
God bless.
God bless you. Thank you. Bye-bye.
We simply cannot get enough of God's Word. Read our daily devotionals, The Word for Today, where every word counts. Send an email to gospel@radiopulpit.co.za.
There is no shame in feeling overwhelmed, anxious, or emotionally vulnerable. As a young person, you are going to encounter situations that will make you feel unsafe, maybe alone or even mentally unwell. I Am Youth and the Child Protection Hotline have joined hands to provide free counseling for young people that is easily accessible. Simply send a text or SMS or call the number 076-037-6345 to talk to someone today.
Imagine a place where young people can get answers to difficult questions, seek advice on issues that they struggle with, listen to uplifting music, and find relevant and godly content that can help them shape their identity. All this while also having fun in a safe space and environment. Well, the new I Am Youth website is just the place where you can find this and so much more. Go to iamyouth.co.za for an experience that will stay with you for life. I Am Youth. Life Explained.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.